Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, the host of the show, and today I'm going to be your guest because I have some fabulous things to share with you, so I'm so excited to be here. First off, let me tell you a little bit about who I am. I am the founder and CEO of the Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs, known as GSFE, which I founded in 2017. Part of that, I was the global coordinator for the National Association for Female Entrepreneurs for over 29 years. So I've been dealing with women all over the world for many, many years, and that's my passion. The mission of GSFE is to empower, inspire, mentor, educate, and connect women so they become successful entrepreneurs and enjoy fulfilling, productive, and abundant lives. And our vision is unlimited success through national and international networking and a well-known legacy of making positive differences in people's lives. And that's exactly what we've been doing. My passion has been to be there for women. Many, many years ago, I asked a woman to teach me something when I was in the corporate world, and she looked at me and said, "I will not teach you or any woman." So from that day forward, I made a pact with myself that whatever I learned, I'd spend the rest of my life helping women, and that is exactly what I do. In addition to running the network, I also am a coach and mentor to many. I am a best-selling author, international and U.S. I've also been in 40 books as a co-author. I've written the foreword in many books, and I did one book myself of my own, which is called How to Rise Up and Achieve, A Woman's Leader Manual for Life. And with a book that we just launched, our second GSFE book, called It's All About Showing Up, The Power is in the Asking, Volume 2, which has 64 co-authors in the book. And each story just either showed up or asked, and it moved them into a new direction or changed their lives. And I think what's really exciting about this, we had the first book we did, which had the same title, had 46 co-authors, and the second book now has 64, and of which 31 are first-time authors. And I think that's really exciting. And this particular book represented 22 cities in Southern California. The co-authors represented 22 cities in Southern California, one in Northern California, 7 states were represented, and 3 countries. So I think that our first book, we got so many letters in about how people read the stories and it impacted their lives and made them realize the value of showing up and asking. It's really hard for women to ask, but it's something that we really need to learn to do, because it's all about building your brand. No matter what business you're in, you need to show up to build your brand. Now, some of the things that I've noticed, because I go to many events, I'm everywhere, I notice that people come to events to meet people, but what do? They come with a friend, they hang out with a friend all night or all day, depending on where they're going. You know, if you're going there to meet someone, you need to have a plan. Like, you probably have a marketing plan and a business plan, but do you really have a networking plan? That is really important. You know, who are your best customers? Where are they showing up at? And perhaps that's the place that you need to show up at. And when you show up, what is your plan? What are you going there for? Because you could just spin your wheels and never really achieve your goals if you don't have a plan. The other thing is, I notice sometimes people get all these, you know, business cards. They're on their desk, in their pockets, in their purse, and they do nothing with them. You know, the follow-up is really part of the success of building your brand. So, you know, a lot of times people think they just need more business cards. They really don't need more business cards. Go back to the ones you have and rework some of them. Follow up with them. What are they doing today? From the me attitude, it's the we attitude. I think one of the things I love about GSFE is that we don't compete. We complete each other. We help each other to achieve the dreams and goals. One of the things I think is exciting also is that since last year, GSFE has helped 160 women either be in a book or write a book. Also, we took 26 women to London who were nominated for their honorary humanitarian doctor degree. And in June, 30 will be going to Atlanta to get their honorary doctorate degree in humanitarianism, because these women are all women that give back and help and do great things in the world. And it's nice for them to be recognized. You know, none of us do what we do to be recognized, but it's really nice sometimes when somebody says, hey, you're doing a great job. I really appreciate it. You've changed my life. Kindness today is needed more than it ever has been. And I think it's important for all of us to think about who can we say a kind word? Who have we not talked to in a while? How about picking up the phone and giving them a call? One of the things that I do, because it's also part of building your brand, is I use a program called birthdayalarm.com. And as my new members join, I put their, one of the things on our application is their month and day of their birthday. We don't need to know the year because age is not a, doesn't matter how old you are. It's just a number, but it's what you're doing with your life that counts. And then I put the alarm, sends me a notice that their birthday is due, and I can, and it gives me a head start a week ahead, and I can create all the cards, and then it sends it. Another one I like to use is Lerrah.com, and that's LLERRAH.com. Those are beautiful musical cards, and they're like birthday cards. You could do birthday there, but I use them for special cards, and I use the birthday cards for strictly the birthday, but sometimes I'll just feel like somebody needs a card today just because, and I'll send them a card. And I've even had presidents of companies in New York and other places call me and say, how did you know I needed that today? So if that is another way to build your brand. Keep yourself in front of people. I don't, you know, I do the holidays too, but I like doing just because cards. Because I think some days we just need a car just because. So think about that. The other thing, another way to build your brand is to do podcasts. Or maybe you have a podcast and you're looking for guests. There's an app that you can go to called podcastguest.com. And that's P-O-D-C-A-S-T. And then the word guest, G-U-E-S-T-S.com. And there's probably 700 or 800 on there. Some of them charge, and some of them don't. So you need to kind of scan and see which podcast makes a difference with you, and then you know, send them a note and say, I'd like to be a guest on your show. Or maybe you have a podcast and you're looking for guests, there is a way you can post your podcast on there. Another great link is speakersforfree.com. And again, that's S-P-E-A-K-E-R-S, and then the word F-O-R, and then free, F-R-E-E.com. You know, I've spoken free a lot of times. I've spoken for fees a lot of times. But a lot of times when I've spoken for free, somebody then books me to speak to get paid. So, you know, it's about giving to get. So think about that. That's another another place that you can get. One of the things I think, having a book, if you're speaking or if you're showing up someplace, is a great way for you to get known, even if it's you start with a chapter in a book. I think everybody's got a book in them, but they have this fear of doing a book. And you have to remember, it doesn't have to be perfect, because we, like in our case, we have a great publisher in our group. Her name is Angela Cavani, and it's Havana Publishing Group. And you can reach her at Angela W. Cavani, C-O-V-A-N-Y, at yahoo.com. But she not only publishes the book, she edits it, she can do your book cover, and she's affordable. And she's done a lot of our GSFE books, as well as the three books that I've, my own book and the two, It's All About Showing Up GSFE books. Our book is in Barnes & Noble, it's in Amazon, and we made number one bestseller, U.S. and international, the first day for both books. And we're in bookstores in Oregon, we're in a Japanese bookstore, we're in the U.K. So it's just great to be able to spread the word and help more people. But everybody's got a book in them, and I have a couple of members that are doing a book. So if you would like to be in a book, let me tell you a little bit about their book. Dr. Joan Wakelin is doing a book called Collection of Wisdom, Power of Networking. And so if you have some great tips on what you're using that works effectively for networking, you should give her a call. To be in the book, it's $300, and then you have a chapter, and you get to have your picture, and you get to have your bio, as well as your story. And you can reach Joan Wakelin at 909-721-7648, and her email is Joan E. Wakelin, and that's W-A-K-E-L-A-N-D, at gmail.com. So if you would like to be in that book, give her a call. She has quite a few authors already, but she's still interviewing a few more. And then Shebra Dorsey, who's known as Oshe, O-C-H-E-A, is a celebrity designer. She also is in our volume two of It's All About Showing Up. But she's writing a book, What Are You Wearing? The Inspirational Spiritual Side of Fashion. And you can reach her at 619-985-3804. That's 619-985-3804. And her email is Oshe, and that's O-C-H-E-A, and then the word fashion, and then number one, the actual one, at gmail.com. Those are two books that you could actually submit a chapter that are being put together right as we speak. So if you wanted to be in a book, what's interesting, many of the girls, as I said, we had 31 co-authors in book two, volume two, and some of them, they found out that it wasn't so difficult to do a chapter, and now they're working on their own book, where before they were terrified of even doing a chapter. So once you do a chapter, you're going to find that, oh, I can write my own book. In my case, I've written my own book. I prefer to do the collaborations because I always feel like if they don't like my story, they're going to like some other story and more books are going to be sold. But it's really up to if you've got a story that can fill a whole book, then go for it. If you would like to be part of collaborations in many books, because remember, if you're a part of a collaboration, those books go in so many different directions that it's a great way to build your brand. Another thing I want to tell you is people that are doing social media, they need to pay more attention. Especially like, for instance, on Facebook, a lot of times people just click like. You really need to read those messages and see what input you can give them, because that's how you're going to build the relationship with those people, instead of just clicking and going on. A good example is if you're paying attention, say you're a speaker and somebody's posting, I'm speaking at this conference or I'm speaking at this corporation. That should, if you're paying attention, what that should tell you is, wow, that place hires. So maybe you won't get in this year, but you should do some research and find out who's the decision maker and get yourself in for their next conference or next event. The same thing with somebody speaking on a television or a blog. that tells me that that show brings in guests. So if you're trying to build your brand, you want to be a guest on those shows. So you need to pay attention. I built my relationships with England by paying attention. 3 years ago, Ada Gardeman was posting, she lives in London, she was posting some stuff on her SEMA, She Inspires Me awards, and I texted her that I'd love to nominate some of my members. We started building a relationship. She invited me to come to London and invited me to stay at her home, which I did. She introduced me to so many people, the head of the Vietnam Awards, the head of she introduced me to Dr. Caroline Makaka, who's in 159 countries. Dr. Makaka introduced me to Dr. Peterson, who is in charge of, in Atlanta, who does the humanitarian degree doctorate, of which I was able to get one 2 years ago, and then have been able to nominate my members to get them that are so deserving. So you never know what door is going to open. So start, in fact, when I've been saying that to my members for a couple of months now, because I've realized the power of that. And you have to post more often. You can't just go in once in a while. We just had a college with MBA graduates study us. They're called the California Institute California Advanced Management. They're in Alhambra, California, and six students who were from China, who are MBAs, who came to learn, get more training, studied us, and came back and gave us a report. They studied everything about GSFE, you know, who our competition is, all of that, and we got great remarks. The only thing we're not doing is we need to work on our website a little bit more, and we need to do more videos and more social media. So we're working on getting those things input, because networking isn't what it used to be. It's about building relationships. It's not about walking in and expecting somebody to buy your product or service the minute you meet them. It's about taking time to learn who they are. How can you help them? What are they doing? The interesting thing that I've learned is that none of us are doing the same job that we're doing now our whole life. So when you really get to learn about these people you're meeting, you're going to find out that they have so many talents that you didn't even know about. You got to listen, not always be the talker. It's not about the me, it's about the we. Remember that. It is not about the me, it's about the we. Remember, also, we do not compete, we complete each other. If you get that mentality in your brain, you're going to be able to grow your business so much faster, because together you can do so much more. And I think that that's something that I've learned, and I take time. One of the things they say, you need to, if you're trying to reach younger people, you know, to grow your network or grow your business, you need to get on TikTok, because that's where the younger people go. And you need to do Instagram, and you need to do Facebook, and you need to do LinkedIn. So you need to have a plan also for your social media, because that's where your brand is always being shown. Are you doing that? Or is it, you know, when one of the great things when it wasn't a great thing, but when COVID came, we used to have just live meetings in California. But when COVID came, we had to go on Zoom. We didn't even know what the word Zoom meant, but we had a couple of members that really knew it and taught us. Now we do hybrid. We have what we call meetings that have Zoom and are live at the same time. So it doesn't matter where you live, you can become a GSFE member. We actually have a lot of California members, and we have a group in New York. We have a Canadian group. We have two in Canada. We have three young ladies groups, where we take the youngest from 13 to teach them how to be to learn and get mentored by the older. We have Chicago coming in May. We have Idaho coming in July. We have Philadelphia coming in next month and Northern Nevada, along with all of our California networks. So no matter where you are, you could become a GSFE network and take advantage of all the opportunities that we offer our members. So go to globalsocietyforfemaleentrepreneurs.org and check us out. But meanwhile, you need to work on getting your brand built. You know, work on showing up. Showing up to me is like a treasure map. You never know what treasure you're going to find. Think about the times you've showed up. What has happened? Did you meet somebody? Did you have a plan? Have a plan. Because when you know, many times you're paying money to go to an event. So if you're not coming back with at least meeting five new people, then you really wasted your money because that's what you went there for. But it could be as simple as I'm going to this to meet three new people, reconnect with two that I previously knew, and learn about them and see how I can help them. So put that into place and you're going to see a big difference. Read your social media for opportunities. Stop just clicking like. It's just going to build you so much faster. And you're going to meet people you never dreamed that you would ever meet by taking time to read things and offer. Because everybody's a wealth of knowledge, and you can give some great wisdom out there. And that's why you should all be in a book. So as I said before, I have two books that two of my members are doing. If you want to be part of those books, one of them is A Collection of Wisdom, Power of Networking, and Joan Wakelin is doing that book. And you can reach her at 909-721-7648. Her email is joanewakelin@gmail.com. And celebrity designer Sheba Dorsey, known as O'Shea, is doing What Are You Wearing? The Inspirational Spiritual Side of Fashion. Everybody has their own idea of fashion, and that's what she wants people to write about. In both books, you get different amount of words, and they can tell you the words, and you get to put your bio and your photo. So if you're interested, O'Shea's number again is 619-985-3804. Again, 619-985-3804. And her email is O'Shea, O-C-H-E-A, fashion, F-A-S-H-I-O-N, 1@gmail.com. Become a co-author and best-selling author. It's easy to do. And remember, it's all about showing up, and the power is in the asking. People have a hard time asking. I was one of those people until one day somebody looked at me and she said, Robbie, you get so much pleasure of helping others. And I said, oh, my, yes, it fills my heart to know that I've touched a life. And she looked me in the eye and said, why are you being selfish and not giving us that opportunity? So just when you let somebody help you and you ask, you're letting them have the opportunity of feeling good that they've touched a life and made a difference. So remember that. It makes it easier to ask. Another thing, a way of asking is maybe you want this particular person to help you, but you don't want to go direct to them, ask them direct because you don't want them to say no. So what I would do is in asking that person, I would say, you know so many people on this particular subject. I wonder if you could give me some names of people that might be willing to help me with thus and thus. And most of the time, they're going to come back and say, I'm willing to help you, but you haven't put them on the spot. So those are two tips that are easy to ask, make it easier for you to ask. So I hope that you do start asking, and I do hope that you do have a plan to show up and figure out just what you're trying to get up out of everything that you do when you're showing up. I hope that you do contact podcastguest.com. And again, that's P-O-D-C-A-S-T, guest.com. Whether you are wanting to be on a TV, radio, or podcast, or you have one, that's a good source for you. As I said, some are paid. You have to scroll through them, but some are free to be on. And speakersforfree.com is another one. Also, Our GSFE networks bring in speakers. We don't pay them, but if you go on our website, you can find all of our different directors, and you could contact them and let them know your topic and that you would be willing to come and speak. A lot of them are on Zoom, so you don't even have to leave your house, that you could be a speaker. So that's another source for you. And as I told you, Birthday Alarm is a great birthdayalarm.com is a great way to capture all the birthdays that you don't have to remember. It just automatically sends you a note. And LLERRAH.com is a great musical, beautiful card. Both of them are very cheap, cheaper than you could buy cards in any store. And the other thing, I'm always here to support you. My number is 951-255-9200. My email is rmotter@aol.com. My website, my personal website, is robbymotter.com. And our GSFE website is globalsocietyforfemaleentrepreneurs.org. Come and join us. Become a member. Our membership is only $75 a year. Lots of benefits. You get to meet a lot of fabulous women of all talents all over the world. And I like to find opportunities for my members and share them, but they have to grab them. You know, it's kind of like you can take a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink the water. So I can throw out the opportunities. We've had many, many women win all kinds of awards because of things that I've found and nominate them. But, you know, it's up to you. What do you want to do? Where do you want to be? What do you want your business to grow to? And once you make all those decisions, then you'll know where you need to show up, what you need to do, who you need to ask. And I just love being able to be here with you today to share my thoughts on working social media, different places I think that you would like to show up at. I would like you to join me every week. I always have a guest. Today I decided to be the guest, which is something I never do. I've been doing my show for over 7 years, but I just felt like seeing some of the things that I've seen and know that work, I just thought I should take the time to share them with you and be with you, because you are all wonderful. Remember that. You have a fabulous talent that you need to share with the world. You need to become a co-author. You can learn to be a speaker because you just speak from your heart. And just know that every day you could touch a life and make a difference. So keep showing up, keep asking, get in a book, and remember, if you need anything, I am always here for you. And my passion is helping you soar to greater heights than you even imagined, because it is possible. You can do anything. Never listen to negative people that tell you it's a dumb idea. Remember, there are no dumb ideas. It's all about timing. It's all about showing up. It's all about building relationships. And remember, it's about the me. Not about the me, it's about the we. What can we do together to make a difference? We are not in competition. We complete each other. So we're down to 55 seconds. It's been a pleasure to be here. I want you to have a fabulous day, and I'd love to hear from you. Again, 951-255-9200 or rmotter@aol.com. Have a fabulous day. Have a fabulous Easter, and be soared to greater heights than you even ever imagined. You can do it. I believe in you. And I hope to see you in a book soon, if you're not already. And get into another book. Each book goes a whole different direction. It was my pleasure to be with you, and I will see you again. Have a wonderful day. Bye now.